We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Sparrow and Jeffrey Sumner as Captain Spratt, with once again guest star Peter Jones as Easter. Episode 6, The Captain's Problem.
I cannot believe you're right, Simon. There's no doubt in my mind at all. The captain is going insane.
He's a swine, but I cannot believe he's nuts.
You saw him at mess last night. Called in the cook and threw a whole dish of rice pudding over it.
Well, it was a wee bit lumpy.
The rice pudding's all. 2 days ago, I saw the captain by the swimming pool wearing bathing trunks and sunglasses.
Now, what's wrong with that?
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
He has been acting more peculiar lately, no doubt about it. Yelling at everybody, shouting his head off. He's called 3 lifeboat drills in the last 2 days.
We usually only have 1 a week. He's cracking up, I tell you.
Who's cracking up, Doctor?
Oh, good morning, sir. I beg your pardon, sir.
Stand up when you talk to me, Doctor. You're not in Harley Street now, you know. Ah, who's cracking up? I'm captain of the ship. If anybody's cracking up, I want to know.
One of the men, sir.
Send him along to me. I'll give him a double dose of castor oil.
Well, I don't think that would be a very good treatment for a sick mind, sir.
Hold that axe. Double dose of castor oil is the best treatment for anything. Then they're too damn busy to think about what's wrong with them. Castor oil, a good kick up the backside.
Isn't that rather like adding insult to injury, sir?
You better keep your eyes open, Doctor, for these lead swingers, these malingerers. Nobody's ever cracked open my ship, but won't have it. Come on, who is it? Who is it?
It's Easter, sir.
Easter?
Yes, he'd be getting nervous, bad-tempered.
Bad-tempered? I won't have it. Damn steward has no right to be bad-tempered. What do you mean by Easter?
Well, sir,
Bung over the castor oil bottle, Doctor.
Now, Captain, I don't think...
I know that, you nincompoop. Now, open your mouth, Easter. One tablespoonful. Two tablespoonfuls. There. How do you feel, Mr. Hornby?
Oh, fine, fine. Thank you, sir, fine.
You're not cracking up, then?
No, sir, no, sir. Never felt better, sir. Never felt better, sir.
You look ghastly. Oh, what did I come down here for? Oh, yes, lifeboat drill. Mr. Hornby, I want it held twice daily from now on.
Twice daily?
That's it.
But it's usual to only have it once a week.
Don't tell me what's usual aboard my ship.
No, what I meant, sir, was company regulation.
Boat drill, Mr. Hornby, twice daily.
Aye, sir.
One other thing. I want another bottle of my stomach mixture, sir.
I'll bring it up to your cabin, Captain.
I wish you'd let me prescribe something for your stomach, sir.
I wouldn't let you prescribe something for a sick pussy.
I didn't know you had a sick pussy. Let me examine you, sir.
I wouldn't let you examine me if you were the last doctor on earth. Easter understands my stomach, don't you? Nothing worked till he came up with this.
I must confess, Doc, the concoction I invented this trip does seem to do the trick.
Well, you're not really supposed to prescribe medicines at all. What's in it?
Ah, that would be telling, Doc.
It's all very irregular.
I'll decide what's irregular and what isn't, Doctor. My mixture is, sir. Quick about it. Mr. Holmeam, get it up on standing orders. Boat drill twice daily.
Aye, aye, sir.
And for heaven's sake, smile, a lot of you. Come on, Dr. Sparrow, smile, smile. Come on, smile. Look like a shipwreck going somewhere to happen.
Easter, what's wrong with the captain's stomach?
Nothing really, sir. He's a hypodermic, that's all.
You mean a hypochondriac?
No, sir, no, hypodermic. He's got the needle. I'm beginning to think the doc's got a point there, Mr. Hornby. Boat drill twice a day.
Well, I'm not 100% convinced. I mean, he's always behaved more or less like this. I've been doing some research on it. Now, where's my book? Now, the captain fits into an awful lot of right categories.
Has he?
Where are we now? Here we are. Look, here we are. Look, here. Delusions of grandeur.
Oh, yes, you've got that all right.
And you see here, look. Periods of wild excitement alternate with periods of gloom.
That's into a T.
And here, the patient is often in his middle 50s.
Blimey.
There's lots of physical signs, too, like stabbing pains in the legs. Uh-huh. Loss of pain sensation in the heel. Pupils that do not react to light.
But does he have that lot?
I haven't the faintest idea.
No.
That's what I've got to find out. I've got to examine it.
He won't even let you have a peek at his tum-tum.
Mm. Wait a minute. I remember the way I was once told to examine children.
Children? Blimey, this one's some baby.
Look, you distract their attention, you see, and then examine what you want while they're not looking.
Yeah. I don't quite follow you.
Well, for heaven's sake, simple enough. At dinner, for instance, tonight, I'll manage to sit next to him. Then when he's not looking, I shall accidentally drop something on his patella.
Is that what we're having for dinner?
Patella, Hornby. The bone that covers the knee joint.
Oh, what good will that do? You should be dropping stuff on his head, shouldn't you?
This is one of the physical signs I was telling you about to test his reactions. Now, during the course of dinner, I should be able to find out quite a bit. Ah, jolly, jolly decent of you to let me sit next to you, sir.
Is it? Pass the blasted salt, Mr. Trail. This stew's like a plateful of cold cabbage water. What do you say, Doctor?
I never tasted cold cabbage.
It's
quite right, sir. It's horrible.
My guts are playing me up again. I'll have a swig of Easter's mixture.
Oh, that's it, is it? Funny color, sir.
Prune juice, peppermint, and licorice. It's lovely.
I can't believe that helps, sir. Of
course it helps. You medical nitwits are all the same. I think you can't heal somebody unless you open them up. Operate for pimples, most of you. Oh, this stew is horrible. Mr. Hornbeam!
Aye, aye, sir.
I want to see the cook again in my cabin. I'll stuff this stew right up his sou'wester. Sing over the mustard.
Funny thing about stew, sir. I had an aunt once who, every time she ate stew, she got stabbing pains in the leg.
Did she?
Stabbing pains. Peculiar, that.
Very.
Do you ever get stabbing pains in the leg when you're eating stew? Or possibly when you're not eating stew?
Do you?
Sometimes.
Then you're as balmy as your aunt. Come in drinking, Mr. Sparrow.
No, sir.
Don't let Mr. Hornbeam lead you astray. You drink, don't you, Mr. Hornbeam?
The occasional whiskey, that's all, sir.
My officers shouldn't drink. Next voyage, I'll make it a standing order. Filthy habit, rots your guts.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you, sir.
But it's not, blast you. A lifetime at sea and not one drop of strong liquor has passed my lips. My guts have been ruined by worry, Doctor. Worry of my incompetent crew.
There's no doubt, sir, you're certainly a martyr to that stomach of yours.
So are the rest of us.
What was that, Mr. Hornbeam?
He said it happens to the best of us, sir. And we'd all dearly love to find a permanent cure for you, sir.
Don't you count that smarmy stuff, Doctor. You're not getting your blasted stethoscope on me. Pudding! Well, how's my pudding?
Pudding coming up at the moment, Captain. The lads are just clearing away the main course.
I've finished my main course. I want my pudding. I'm the one who counts.
Coming up, sir.
What is it?
Roly-poly pud.
Oh, all right, with it, then.
Simon, what about knee reaction? They're under the table, aren't they?
Oh, I'm starving.
I can't get at them. I don't. I'll drop my knife. Whoops.
You clumsy oak sparrow.
I'll just pick it up, sir.
I don't know what the service is coming to, Mr. Hornbeam. They don't give us doctors anymore. They give us jumped-up medical students.
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
You pinched my knee.
Yes, sir. You felt it, did you?
Of course I felt it. What the hell are you playing at?
I thought it was Mr. Hornbeam's knee, sir.
You thought what?
I thought it was Mr. Hornbeam's knee.
You were trying to pinch Mr. Hornbeam's knee?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, it's a game we play, sir.
Yeah. You and Hornbeam pinch each other's knees.
Oh, no, sir. I don't pinch his knee, sir.
No. He squeezes the back of my heel.
I see. You pinch his knee, he squeezes your heel.
Yes. It's rather good fun, actually.
It is?
Yes. Would you like me to squeeze the back of your heel, sir?
No, I would not. I've always thought there was something funny about you, sir. And I'm surprised at you, Mr. Hornbeam.
No, well, you see, sir.
I see very well, Mr. Hornbeam, very well indeed.
But do you really, sir? Doesn't the bright light hurt your pupils?
Shut up. Where's my damn pudding?
One roly-poly pud.
Yeah. Does the cook call that roly-poly pudding?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't. Cook!
Shall I get it for you, sir?
No! Cook! Cook!
Don't get excited, sir.
Who's excited? Come here, you crummy cook!
Please, get down off the table, sir.
If you're not here in 10 seconds, I'll have you swinging from the highest yard arm in the merchant service.
Delusions of grandeur.
Go!
I beg of you, sir, come down off that table.
Back on me, Doctor.
Come on down.
Go!
Look out! Your foot's in the pud.
Look out!
Captain.
Out there sleeping there below.
Captain.
Is he dead?
I don't think so. Oh, first time he's looked peaceful for weeks.
Well, I don't know about diagnosing, Doc, but you're a wonderful curer.
Right. Now, in the surgery with him. Look, Chesley does it. And mind that leg of his. Yeah. I'm sure it's busted. Watch that door, Jock.
You get his backside in first, he's definitely...
Was that his leg?
No, it's okay. Only his head.
He weighs a ton.
Put him on the couch, quickly, on the couch. Now, be careful of his leg.
There we are.
Not bad going, Doc. Yeah. Knocked him out, busted his leg, you weren't even trying.
You wouldn't care to go for the top tries, would you, Doc?
Be quiet, Mister, be quiet. Now, get the splints. Yeah. Looks like his leg's gone in a couple of places. Mm. Tibia and fibula, I should think. I'll give him an injection while he's out to cure pain.
Anything I can do?
Yeah, take his trousers down.
For the injection?
For the splints.
Oh, I see, right.
Oh, right, there we are. And that should ease it for him when he wakes up.
Here's the splints, Doc.
Oh, my Lord, he's coming round. Oh. No. You'll be all right, Captain.
Where the hell am I?
In my cabin.
What for? Mr. Hornby, why are you removing my trousers?
It's all right, sir.
Not by me, it isn't. What's going on? The last thing I remember, I was in the mess.
You're in a worse mess now.
You and Mr. Hornby were playing kneesy under the table. Hey, you're trying to seduce me.
You've broken your leg, you silly old fool.
You bribed the cook to slip something into my dinner, didn't you? You're all in this plot to ruin me.
You've broken your leg.
Then why isn't it hurting, eh? Hey, what?
Try and stand up there.
Oh, George, I will. I'll walk out of here and report the... Oh, my leg.
Get him back on the bed.
Oh, my leg. The doc said it was broken, sir.
Now, look, if you sit still, sir, it won't hurt. Put the splints on, Easter, will you? Yes. I'll just examine the patient's eyes.
My eyes?
That's it. Now, look up at the ceiling, will you, sir?
What the hell have my eyes got to do with a broken leg?
That's a most intelligent question, sir. And the answer's very simple. You might have broken your leg because you couldn't see where you were going. Now, cover one eye while I shine my torch in the other.
I'll do no such thing.
Tighten that splint, if you will.
Pleasure, sir.
Ah! Now, close one eye, Captain. Close it. That's it. Ah, yes. Other one. Yes, I thought so. Very slack pupils.
Slack pupils? You want to expel them, Doc.
Will you be quiet? I mean, there's no reaction, Easter. Now, what else? Bit silly asking if you've got stabbing pains in the leg. Well, I know a good test. Pin prick on the tip of the nose.
Well,
to see if there's any loss of sensation. Now, just lie back, sir.
My nose has got nothing to do with my leg. Go away. You're not sticking a pin in my nose.
Tighten the splint, Easter.
Yes, sir. This is fine, isn't it, sir?
Now, will you keep... Now, keep still, Captain. Now.
Here we go.
Did you feel that?
Feel what?
I stuck a pin in your nose.
You did?
Great Scott, I'm right.
Right about what?
I better check again. Are you sure you can't feel it? I'll try again. 1, 2, 3. Didn't you feel anything in your nose?
No.
Oh, this is dreadful. I can't believe it.
You haven't got a false nose, have you, Captain?
Easter. See, everything fits. Wild temper, depressions, persecution mania.
What's this got to do with a broken leg?
And now the physical signs. Pupils not reacting, loss of pain sensation in the nose. It confirms it.
That confirms a broken leg? You're mad, Dr. Sparrow.
There we are. Guilt transference.
I'd like to be transferred out of your cabin immediately.
Hold him down, Easter. I want him to swallow this sedative.
It's for your own good, sir.
It is really, sir.
This is mutiny.
Take it easy, Skinner.
Now, drink it up. It'll put you to sleep.
I'll have a lot of you in a...
That's it. A drink.
It's a conspiracy.
Yep, there we are.
Led by this medical moron.
I realize it must be a bit of a surprise coming out of the blue like this, but you must believe, sir, that you can be cured.
You, great twit.
Now, you'll have a lovely long rest, and some very, very kind people will probably ask you a lot of very interesting questions. All about your childhood, your marriage.
No, I'm not married.
Oh, no, of course not. But all about your parents.
They weren't married either.
Tarkruel's mission, I go back in Tarkruel.
He's dropping off.
No. I got my eye on all of you, including you, Easter. And those two damn pansies over there.
Simon, what are you going to do?
He's not doing anything. I'm still captain of the Lotus. God bless her.
Very sad, really. It's like the breaking up of an old ship.
Easter!
Sir?
I want another bottle of the mixture.
You've already had enough of that, sir.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I've got nothing else to do while I'm sitting here with my leg strung up. How long have I been like this, Easter?
Since last night, sir.
Jeez, that's all. It seems longer. I feel much better today, I must say. What does Sparrow say I've got? Deterioration of the old bumps? Very good. Very funny. Yes. Do you know something, Easter?
No, sir.
I think he's probably right. Well, I mean, I must be crackers to come to see in an old tub like this, wouldn't I? Oh, life on the ocean wave.
Well, you say you'd better go and have your lunch.
Thanks, Doc.
How is he?
He's a pig in muck. Been singing for the last half hour. I think he's given into it, you know, Doc.
Well, we'll be in Cape Town this time tomorrow, then we can get him ashore.
He serves my mixture.
I'll go and knock some up for you, sir.
My lovely doctor.
Oh. You're feeling better, are you, sir?
Better. I feel fantastic. Had a wonderful night's sleep.
Jolly good. How's the leg?
Fine, fine. Can't feel a thing. Very good of you to let me stay in your cabin, doctor.
Pleasure, sir.
Where did you go last night?
I shared Mr. Hornbeam's cabin, sir.
Oh. Play any good games? Play any good games? I'm as nutty as a fruitcake, you know.
You carry on like this, sir. You'll be as white as rain in no time.
Feeling better in a minute.
Jolly good.
Saying the same thing to Rex and Judy, end of this morning.
That's the... Rex and Judy?
Yes, they popped in for a chat.
Rex and Judy, are they passengers?
No. They're two Alsatians.
Alsatian?
You know, dogs.
Dogs? We haven't got any dogs on board, sir.
No, don't tell a soul. They're stowaways. Yeah, they walked in here this morning. First time I'd ever seen a marquee walk straight up the wall, across the ceiling, and out again.
Oh, dear.
That's what I felt, Doctor. They didn't even have the decency to say hello.
Two Alsatians.
That's it. Yeah, red, actually. Most unusual. Finally, they popped back an hour or so later, and this time they stayed for a good old chat.
You had a good old chat with two Alsatians.
I just told you. Red ones, Rex and Judy. Judy's the girl. You're like on the ocean wave.
I just bought the captain another bottle of his medicine, sir.
The captain's not going to have anything unless I prescribe it, Easter.
But he loves this stuff, sir.
Look, Easter, come over here. I'm very worried about him. He started to have hallucinations.
You mean seeing things?
Two Alsatians. I ask you, Easter, two Alsatians.
Maybe it was only one, sir, and he's seeing double.
This is serious, Easter.
You have my medicine there, Easter.
Don't have any more of that, sir. No more of that. I'm putting you on a diet of fish and fresh fruit. Nothing else.
Oh, now, Doctor, this can't harm me, can it? Prune juice, peppermint, and licorice.
Well, just a sip. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Doctor.
How is he?
Oh, my God, he's getting worse. You have to cable the company office in London, telling them we're leaving Captain Spratt in Cape Town for a strict medical examination.
Oh, very well.
Then you better get ready to take command of the ship.
Congratulations, Mr. Hornbeam.
I don't think I better cable the Cape Town office to have an ambulance standing by.
Good idea. Now, Captain, please, Captain, you must try and... Where's all that medicine gone?
Drank it.
I beg your pardon?
I drank it.
You drank it all? I said a sip.
Only pepper juice and prune mint. Pepper juice and prune mint. I mean liquor, mint, and peppers. It is only pepper, prune, liquor, juice, and mint. If I were the only girls in
the Easter, come here.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure this concoction of yours contains peppermint, prune juice, and licorice?
Would you like to rephrase the question, sir?
What is in that blasted mixture of yours?
What's in it?
What's in it?
Well, I have been telling the captain a little white lie when I said peppermint, prune juice, and licorice.
What is it made of, then?
Rum, Spanish brandy, gin, and milk stout.
What?
Well, I experimented quite a bit before I hit on the right ingredients.
But you idiot, that's all alcohol.
Yes, sir.
The captain's a teetotaler.
Bless you, sir. No, he only thinks he is.
This is awful.
The captain says it's smashing.
How long have you been giving him this stuff?
Oh, about 5 weeks now, sir. He has, what, about a gallon a week.
A gallon?
It's the best way of keeping him quiet.
I should think it is. What do you put in it? Rum, brandy?
Gin and milk stout.
Heavens above.
All topped off with liver salts.
No wonder his guts are going rotten. It's dynamite, man, all that alcohol mixed up.
No, sir, no. The captain's stomach can take it without turning a hair. And it's a very hairy stomach, please.
Do you realize that Captain Spratt must be the only alcoholic teetotaler in medical history? Easter, the two Alsatians.
Are you seeing them now, sir?
No. Don't you realize what he's suffering from? Delirium tremens. He's not crackers at all.
Oh, he must be.
You've turned him into an alcoholic.
Have I?
Well, probably not yet, but he's certainly a compulsive drinker.
5 weeks ago, he'd hardly touched a drop.
It explains his behavior, too. Well, he's off again. Jay one day, depressed the next. All the tests, too. Loss of sensation, the lot. They all fit in with an excess of alcohol in the bloodstream.
Well, that's all done.
What is?
I've sent off the two cables.
You blithering idiot.
You.
What do you mean? I did like you said. One cable to the London office, one to Cape Town.
What did you say to them?
Well, I thought I'd play the London one down a bit.
Thank heavens for that.
What did you say, Mr. Hornby?
In the London one, Captain Spratt, ill, first officer assuming command temporarily.
Well, that's not too bad, is it? I mean, he has got a broken leg. We should be able to talk our way out of that one.
What the blazes has happened, then?
That mixture East has been giving the captain for the last 5 weeks.
Aye?
It's a hydrogen cocktail.
What do you mean?
It's 150% proof.
But the skipper doesn't drink.
He thinks he doesn't drink. Actually, he drinks more than the rest of the crew put together.
Oh, you know, it's a wonder it hasn't affected him.
What are you talking about? That's what's wrong with him.
You mean he's not round the twist?
No. He's been chatting up a couple of red Alsatians. He's not round the twist at all.
Apparently, I've had him permanently pickled for the last 5 weeks.
Oh, hell, but he went. My other cable, the one to Cape Town.
What did you say in that one?
SS Lotus arrived Cape Town 10 a.m. this Saturday.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I went on to say, have ambulance standing by and arrange mental treatment for Captain.
Mental treatment?
Talk your way out of that, Doc.
Blasted medicine, or I'll kill the barrier.
Don't get excited, Captain.
Follow that damn mixture of Easter's.
We've arrived in Cape Town, you see, Captain.
I don't care where we've arrived. If I don't get my medicine, I'll smash the ship to pieces.
Oh, Doc, what are we going to do?
Look, he's suffering from withdrawal symptoms, you see. His symptoms got used to stuff, and he's missing it.
What are you whispering about?
Here, Doc, the company representative is on his way down.
Oh, my Lord, lock the door then, quickly.
Oh, and that Easter, give me another bottle of my damn mixture.
I'm afraid I can't, sir. The prune juice isn't up to proof.
Hey?
I mean, I've run out of prune juice.
Poppycock, you always carry a bottle around with you. What's that in your pocket?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm afraid you can't have it, sir. The doctor says that...
Doctor! He's going to be the next one to get it after the cock.
Blimey, we're back to normal.
Who is it?
Colonel Wilberforce Smith, Adam Lyon, Cape Town representative.
Tell him to push off or I'll spit in his eye.
Please be quiet, sir. Hang on a second, that won't be me, Colonel.
Well, come on, there's an ambulance waiting.
Push off, you damn representative.
Quick, Easter, for heaven's sake, give him that bottle, we'll all be had up for mutiny.
Hey, what's that? Drink up, yeah. Drink up.
Lovely.
What the dickens is going on in there?
I'm just coming, Colonel. Unlock the door, will you, Easter?
What are you going to say about Mark Cable?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Open this door.
Sorry, sir. It was stuck.
Oh, been waiting for ages.
Sorry, sir. He doesn't live here anymore.
Please, just tidying the place up, sir. You know, must have it all tip-tape when senior officials come aboard.
Well, come on. Where's the captain?
Who are you?
Pardon?
Gordon? That's a damn silly name. Dog bites like it's funny every day. Whoa, with you. Well,
what blazes is that?
That's the captain. Good grief.
I never realized it was this serious, sir. Has his brain quite gone?
I don't understand.
Well, your cable.
Yes, well, what about it?
Well, I have it here. You say, have ambulance standing by.
Yes.
And arrange mental treatment for Captain.
What? Oh. What a silly mistake. Isn't that a silly mistake with the sparks to have made, Mr. Hornbeam?
Oh,
is that a silly mistake, Easter?
Is it?
Yes.
What do you mean, the captain doesn't require mental treatment?
No.
Then what was the meaning of the cable?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Ah, yes, a very good question.
I wish to God I knew the answer.
You said the captain required mental treatment.
You were like... Oh, yeah. Is that what you thought I meant? Well, what I meant was arrange dental treatment.
Doctor, you're a crafty basket.
Is that just one of his back teeth need removing? They'll do it and have him back in plenty of time for a sale.
So funny, I'm so funny.
Well, you must admit he sounds as though his brain has gone.
Well,
yes, well, it's just a little something I've given him to make the toothache bearable.
Bearable? Seems to have made it enjoyable.
That's a concoction, amazing concoction, you know, prune juice, peppermint, and licorice.
Amazing.
Yes, isn't it?
Well, I see his legs in a splint as well.
Yes.
It's been rather an accident-prone trip.
It certainly has.
Yes, well, I'll give a short of the office and telephone the hospital.
Right.
I hope they understand. I booked a room with a padded cell, you know.
Thanks a million, Doc.
I think there's cause for a celebration. Whiskey all round, Easter.
To hell with that stuff, Easter. Go and knock up a gallon of peppermint, prune juice and licorice.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Byers, Captain Spratt, Jeffrey Sumner, Jock Hornbeam, Ray Cooney, Colonel Smith, Edward Cast, Easter, guest star Peter Jones. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.